Okay, the kingdom of God. God wants us to have it.
Guds rige. Gud ønsker vi skal have det.
But we can only move in the power and authority.
Men vi kan kun bevæge os i kraften og i autoriteten.
In the works that God wants to happen.
I de gerninger som Gud han ønsker skal ske.
If God doesn't want someone to be healed,
hvis Gud ikke ønsker at nogen skal blive helbredt,
you won't get healed.
Så bliver du ikke helbredt.
Because it's not our power.
Fordi det er ikke vores kraft.
We administer what God wants to do.
Vi administrerer kun det Gud han ønsker at gøre.
Jesus put it this way.
Jesus sagde det på den her måde.
Your kingdom come.
Dit rige komme.
Your will be done.
Din vilje ske.
On earth as it is in heaven.
På jorden som den sker i himlen.
In other words, the kingdom of God and its power to come is only according to God's will what's on in heaven to happen on earth.
Med andre ord, det er kun det som Gud han vil der skal ske i himlen, som kan ske over på jorden.
So why don't we see more of the kingdom of God happening on the earth?
Så hvorfor ser vi ikke mere af Guds rige på jorden?
Because we don't bring it.
Fordi vi bringer det ikke.
God has chosen to reveal the kingdom through the church.
Gud har valgt at vise riget gennem kirken.
And we have put so much man-made tradition into the pipeline, it's blocked like a carotid artery.
Og vi har puttet så meget menneskeligt skabt tradition ind i røret, så det er proppet som en kloak.
We've eaten too much cream.
Vi har spist for meget fløde.
The cholesterol is blocking the pipeline.
Kolesterolniveauet blokerer røret.
Røret. From heaven to earth.
Fra himmel til jord.
Because the will of God is for God's will that's done in heaven.
Fordi Guds vilje, Guds ønske er at det som sker i himlen.
To be done here on the earth.
Skal ske på jorden.
What is part of that will?
Hvad er en del af den vilje?
What we do on a Tuesday night at our Bible school, we have an evening class.
Det vi gør tirsdag aften på vores bibelskole er at vi har aftenskole.
For those that work that can't come in the day, but they can come one night a week.
For dem som ikke kan komme på en dagbibelskole, men de kommer en aften i ugen.
And one of the subjects we are looking at right now.
Og en af de emner vi snakker om lige nu er
is what is blocking the kingdom of God coming?
Hvad er det der blokerer Guds rige fra at komme?
God's will is done in heaven.
Guds vilje sker på jorden.
But it's not done on the earth.
Sker i himlen, men det sker ikke på jorden.
One of those things is evangelism for people. God's will is that the whole world gets saved.
Guds ønske at hele verden skal frelses.
For God so loves the world that he gave his son that whoever believes will have everlasting life.
Så det skal Gud verden han gav sin enbårne søn for at enhver som tror skal have evigt liv.
But why isn't God's will being done on earth?
Men hvorfor sker Guds vilje ikke?
Because he's chosen to move through his church.
Fordi han har valgt at bevæge sig gennem sin kirke.
And how many churches are actually preaching the gospel today?
Og hvor mange kirker prædiker rent faktisk evangeliet i dag?
Are telling people about the good news.
Og fortæller om de gode nyheder.
There's not a lot.
Ikke mange.
We're not doing it.
Vi gør det ikke.
So it's about us.
Så det handler om os.
The kingdom of God, the ruling on the earth in Garden of Eden, depended on Adam and Eve.
Riget som hersker på jorden i Edens have var afhængig af Adam og Eva.
It stopped because they chose not to obey and follow God.
Det stoppede fordi de nægtede at adlyde Gud og gøre hans vilje.
Or it started because they did do that.
Eller det startede fordi de ønskede at gøre det.
And now it's about the church today.
Og nu handler det om kirken i dag.
Jesus has won everything back that we lost.
Jesus ønsker at vi får alting tilbage som vi tabte.
But it's us to find the will of God.
Men det er for os at finde Guds vilje.
Ephesians 1 verse 9 says the mystery of God's will.
Efeserne 1:9 snakker om mysteriet i Guds vilje.
It's a mystery.
Det er et mysterie.
A lot of people don't know what it is.
Mange mennesker ved ikke hvad det er.
That Greek word mystery, mysterium.
Det græske ord mysterium.
Means a secret.
Betyder en hemmelighed.
That God wants to share with those that will hear.
Som Gud han ønsker at dele med dem der vil høre.
All the time we hear Jesus saying these words.
Hver gang vi hører Jesus sige de her ord.
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Han som har ører, han hører.
In other words, if you're following Jesus, you get the revelation and you understand the principle.
Med andre ord, hvis du følger Jesus, så får du åbenbaring, så ser du hvad det skal handle om.
But those that don't hear it.
Men dem som ikke hører.
Can't follow it.
De kan ikke følge det.
Because they don't understand it.
Fordi de forstår det ikke.
Do you hear what the Spirit is saying?
Hører du rent faktisk hvad ånden siger?
We follow the will of God for our lives individually.
Vi følger Guds vilje for vores liv individuelt.
And corporately.
Og fælles.
There are two parts to the will of God for us.
Der er to dele af Guds vilje for os.
There's the specific personal.
Der er den specifikke personlige.
And there's the general.
Og så er der den generelle.
The general will of God is very easy to find out.
Den generelle Guds mening er ganske enkel at finde ud af.
Because it's written in here.
For det står i Bibelen.
It's the same for me as it is for you.
Det er det samme for dig som det er for mig.
When God says he doesn't want us to steal,
når Gud han siger han ikke ønsker vi skal stjæle,
he doesn't mean it's okay for me to steal, but he doesn't want you to steal.
Så betyder det ikke at du godt må stjæle, jeg ikke må.
It's not specific, it's general, it's for all of us.
Det er ikke specifikt for en, det er for alle.
Pray, read your Bible, worship God and all the other things that there are.
Læs din Bibel, tilbed Gud.
That's the general will of God.
Det er Guds generelle vilje.
We all have to follow that.
Den skal vi alle følge.
But then there's the specific will of God.
Men så er der Guds specifikke vilje.
Which is a plan that God has made just for you.
Det er den plan Gud han har gjort lige for dig.
It's not for me, it's for you.
Den er til dig.
Romans 12 verse 2 said God has a good, pleasing and perfect plan for our lives.
Romerne 12:2 siger Gud han har en perfekt og
good means it's perfect.
En perfekt plan for dit liv.
Pleasing means you're gonna love it.
Det betyder at du skal komme til at elske, du vil elske den.
And good, pleasing and perfect means it's tailor made. That word there in the Greek means tailor made. It'll only pass a die. It'll only fit you.
Og perfekt betyder at den er skræddersyet til dig. Den vil kun passe til dig.
It won't fit me because my arms are too long.
Wayne's arm er for lang.
And my belly's too big.
Hans mave er for stor.
Once I dressed up as Superman to preach on a Sunday morning at a familiegudstjeneste.
En søndag der klædte jeg ud som Superman for at prædike på en familiegudstjeneste.
I tried to put on my wife's blue tights.
Jeg prøvede at putte min kones blå tights.
My wife is quite slim.
Min kone er ikke særlig stor.
I couldn't get them up over my knees.
Jeg fik dem ikke over knæene.
It didn't work.
Det virkede ikke.
It doesn't fit me.
Det passer ikke til mig.
You can't do God's plan for my life.
Du kan ikke gøre Guds plan for mit liv.
I can't do your plan.
Jeg kan ikke gøre din plan.
But if you follow yours,
men hvis du følger din,
and I follow mine,
og jeg følger min,
God builds his kingdom together like living stones.
Så bygger Gud sin kirke som levende stene.
Have you ever tried building a wall?
Har du nogensinde prøvet at bygge en mur?
It's very easy when all the bricks are the same, square.
Det er forholdsvis enkelt, når alle teglsten er samme størrelse.
Right now I'm building a wall for my friend out of these big round boulders out of a farmer's field.
Lige nu der er jeg ved at bygge en mur for en af mine venner af natursten.
And that's hard because you've got to find the right one that'll fit in that right place.
Og det er svært, fordi du er nødt til at finde den rigtige, der kan passe på det sted, du har hullet.
And they're heavy.
Og de er tunge.
And they're big, and as you wrestle,
og de store, og du masser dem rundt.
But try and build a building with the stones keep changing shape.
Men forsøg at bygge en bygning med sten, som bliver ved med at forandre sig.
They're living.
Form.
They keep moving.
De lever, de bliver med at.
Stay still. Only God can do that.
Kun Gud kan gøre det.
Because the Holy Spirit and His plan for our lives fits every shape and size that you will ever be molded and formed into.
For Hans plan og Helligånden vil forme dig ind til den plads, du præcis passer ind i.
God wants His will done in our lives as it is in heaven.
Gud vil at Hans vilje sker i vores liv, som den sker i himlen.
When the church is fulfilling the general and the specific will of God.
Når kirken udfører den generelle og den specifikke Guds plan.
We become extremely strong.
Så bliver vi ekstremt stærke.
Because God's will is being done in earth as it is in heaven.
For så sker Guds vilje på jorden, som den sker i himlen.
And what that does, that lays the foundation for him to release his power.
Og det ligger fundamentet for at han kan udgyde sin ånd.
Now
kraft.
There are many principles to the kingdom of God.
Der er mange principper for Guds rige.
In your notes, and I'm going to read them out, are a number of questions for you to ask yourself.
I jeres notater er der en hel række spørgsmål, som I skal stille jer selv.
It all boils down to one thing: surrender.
Kogt sammen kommer det helt frem til én ting: overgivelse.
That we surrender our lives to Jesus and His will.
At vi overgiver vores liv til Hans vilje.
In 1994.
I 94.
I am an ordained Assemblies of God minister.
Jeg er ordineret pastor i Assemblies of God.
In Great Britain.
Som er en pinsemenighed i England.
And we did a survey across all of Europe, Assemblies of God churches.
Vi lavede en en undersøgelse over alle pinsemenigheder af den gren i Europa.
The question, the one question was quite simple that I'm going to talk about. Are you fulfilling the specific will of God for your life or not?
Og en af spørgsmålene var egentlig meget enkelt, for det var det, som jeg kom til at snakke om her. Udfylder du den specifikke Guds plan for dit liv, eller ej?
70% said no.
70% svarede nej.
20% says I don't know.
20% sagde, det ved jeg ikke.
10% said yes.
10% sagde ja.
That's frightening. That's only in one denomination, but that's still frightening.
Og det er kun én kirkeretning. Det er skræmmende.
90% of the church either aren't or they don't know if they are fulfilling God's will for their lives.
90% af kirken enten ved de det ikke, eller så gør de det ikke, altså udfylder Guds plan for deres liv.
That causes a problem.
Det skaber et problem.
Because the living stones keep jumping out of the wall.
For de levende sten, de bliver med at hoppe ud af væggen.
And there are big holes everywhere.
Og der er store huller overalt.
That's why we're so weak.
Det er derfor vi er så svage.
Because when God builds a wall, it's strong.
For når Gud bygger væggen, så er den stærk.
Stop wriggling.
Hold op med at bevæge dig.
Submit.
Underkast dig.
To the word of God and the will of God.
Til Guds ord og Guds vilje.
That is the key for revival.
Det er nøglen til vækkelse.
The actual word revival means to bring alive again something that was alive but now it's dead.
Ordet vækkelse betyder at bringe tilbage til live noget som var dødt, men nu.
In English anyway.
På engelsk i hvert fald.
If I was to die right now,
hvis jeg ville dø lige nu,
and Hans Ola was to come and give me the kiss of life and get me going again, we say he's just revived me.
Så han har vækket mig.
Brought me back from the dead.
Han har bragt mig tilbage fra de døde.
Revival starts in the church first.
Vækkelse begynder i kirken først.
It started in the upper room with the disciples first.
Det startede på øvre salen i med disciplerne.
When everything was put into their lives, then it spilled out into the streets.
Når alt kom ind i deres liv, så løb det ud på gaden.
The Bible says judgment begins with the house of God.
Bibelen siger, at dommen begynder.
We can examine our own lives.
Det er vigtigt, at vi undersøger og søger i vores egne liv.
If you want revival,
hvis du ønsker vækkelse,
get your life in line.
Så få dit liv ret.
Follow Jesus.
Følg Jesus.
Deny yourself. Take up your cross.
Næg dig selv og tag dit kors.
So let me ask yourself these questions.
Så lad os spørge dig selv de her spørgsmål.
Who is in charge of your life?
Hvem styrer mit liv?
Who makes my decisions?
Hvem tager mine beslutninger?
What do I dedicate my time to?
Hvad bruger jeg min tid på?
Why am I in school trying to get that qualification?
Hvorfor studerer jeg det, jeg gør?
Who decided what career I was to follow?
Hvem bestemte, hvilken karriere jeg skulle have?
Why do I live where I do?
Hvorfor bor jeg der, hvor jeg bor?
Who chose my home?
Hvem valgte mit hjem?
Me?
Mig?
My wife?
Min kone?
Kids?
Mine børn?
Husband?
Min mand?
Mother-in-law? Who led me to establish my business?
Hvem fik mig til at starte den her virksomhed?
Who decided who my partner is?
Hvem bestemte, hvem jeg skulle giftes med?
Where do I invest my money?
Hvor investerer jeg mine penge?
What led me to attend the church that I'm a member of?
Hvad fik mig til at komme i den kirke, som jeg er medlem af?
Who leads you to make the decisions that you make?
Hvem leder til at tage de beslutninger du tager?
See, living a life in submission and obedience to the kingdom of God means.
Så at leve det liv i lydighed med Gud betyder.
I recognize that Jesus.
Jeg anerkender, at Jesus
is God.
Er Gud.
An absolute Lord of my life.
Og er absolut herre i mit liv.
I obey the voice of the Holy Spirit without complaining or questioning.
Jeg adlyder Åndens tale i mit liv uden at sætte spørgsmålstegn ved det.
Without complaining
og uden at klage,
or questioning
eller spørgsmål,
whether he's leading you into good or bad times.
Om han leder i de gode eller dårlige tider.
I commit myself to obey his will.
Jeg forpligter mig selv til at følge hans vilje.
Before I know what he is doing.
Før jeg ved, hvad hans vilje er.
That's a tough one.
Det er svært.
Oh, when I understand what Jesus is doing, that's easy then.
Og når jeg forstår, hvad Jesus vil, så er det let nok.
What if you don't understand what he's
hvad
doing?
Hvad hvis du ikke forstår det?
When God first called us to come to Denmark, we had no idea why.
Da Gud først kaldte os til Danmark, havde vi ingen anelse om hvorfor.
We just bought a brand new house.
Vi havde lige købt et nyt hus.
We had great jobs.
Vi havde fantastisk arbejde.
Our kids were settled in school.
Vores børn havde det godt i skolen.
We had a great church.
Vi havde en fantastisk kirke.
Why would we leave our country and go to some place where they speak a weird language?
Hvorfor skulle vi forlade vores land og så tage til et land, hvor de snakker et mærkeligt sprog?
The food is awful.
Hvor maden er fantastisk.
The land is flat. Wow.
A land er flat.
Why would we do such a thing?
Hvorfor vi gør noget sådan?
It was the call of God.
Det var Guds kald.
But the problem we had is that God told me, but he didn't tell my wife.
Problemet var bare, at Gud havde sagt til mig, men ikke til min kone.
So I said to God, God, you have to tell my wife before I make a decision, because it's a joint thing. We both have to be called.
Så jeg sagde til Gud, Gud, du er nødt til at fortælle min kone det her, hvis vi skal rejse, fordi det er en fælles ting.
3 weeks later, God spoke to my wife.
3 uger senere talte Gud til min kone.
4 months later, we packed everything and left.
4 måneder senere havde vi pakket alt og havde forladt England.
To follow the will of God.
For at følge Guds vilje.
Because I've committed myself to him and I'll obey him before I understand what's happening.
For jeg har givet mig selv til ham og adlyder ham før jeg forstår hvad der sker.
My commitment to serve him,
min forpligtelse til at tjene ham,
is regardless of circumstances or timing or placement.
Er uden
regardless of omstændighed.
Ja, den er uden hensyn til omstændigheder.
The timing.
Ja, timing.
Or placement.
Eller hvor det er henne.
Ja, hvor det er, ja. Pleasing God exceeds my desire.
At tjene Gud går ud over mine ønsker.
To please other people or myself.
At glæde mig selv eller andre.
Pleasing God.
Gør Gud tilfreds.
Exceeds my desire to please other people or to please myself.
Overgår min vilje til at gøre andre tilfreds eller gøre mig selv tilfreds.
That's a big one, right there. I consider God as the primary source of everything I have.
Jeg ser Gud som den primære kilde til alt hvad jeg har.
Not my job.
Ikke også mit job.
Or my bank account.
Min bankkonto.
Or my inheritance.
Mit arv.
Or my wealth or possession.
Eller min rigdom og mine besiddelser.
My church might pay my wages.
Det går, at min kirke den betaler min løn.
But I regard God as the one ultimately that supplies that money, not my church.
Men jeg ser Gud som den, som rent faktisk kommer med de penge, ikke kirken.
Because over the years I have been in churches that have been wealthy and I've been in churches that have been in debt.
Fordi over årene har jeg været i kirker, der har været rige, og jeg har været i kirker, som har været i gæld.
I have worked full time for churches that have been able to pay me. I've worked full time for churches that have not been able to give me any money.
Jeg har arbejdet fuldtids for kirker der har haft råd til at betale min løn, og jeg har arbejdet fuldtids for kirker som ikke har haft råd til at give mig noget som helst.
For 10 years my wife and I and our family we lived as missionaries reliant on whatever people gave us.
I 10 år levede min kone og jeg som missionærer, fuldstændig afhængig af hvad mennesker gav os.
I was earning more back then, 10 years ago, than I do now.
Jeg tjente mere dengang for 10 år siden, end jeg gør i dag.
God is faithful.
Gud han er trofast.
The elders called me into the office once of the church.
De ældste råd kaldte mig ind til i kontoret på tidspunkt.
Just after I bought a brand new car.
Lige efter jeg havde købt en stor bil.
And says, Wayne, we've heard rumors that you've been betting on the horses.
Wayne, vi har hørt rygter om, at du spiller på heste.
That's how you got the money to buy your car.
At det er sådan, du har fået penge til at købe den bil.
I said, I'm not that clever.
Det er så smart, er jeg ikke?
It's just God is a better wage giver than you guys are.
Men Gud han er bedre til at give løn end I er.
Someone gave us 80,000 kroner to buy a new car.
Nogen gav os 80,000 kroner til at købe en ny bil.
Out of the blue.
Ud af det blå.
Just before, in 2008, before I moved to Denmark, I had 5 cars.
2008, lige før vi flyttede til Danmark, havde vi 5 biler.
A big Mercedes.
Stor Mercedes.
A big Citroen.
En stor Citroën.
Citroen C5.
C5.
I had a Renault.
Jeg havde en Renault.
I had a Ford Focus.
Jeg havde en Ford Focus.
I had a Mini.
Og jeg havde en Mini.
And I had 2 company vans.
Og så havde jeg 2 firmabiler.
Apart from the Xantia, all the other cars had been given me.
Udover Xantia, så var alle de andre biler blevet givet
til mig. I had to make my driveway bigger to put all the cars.
Min indkørsel var nødt til at lave større for at få plads til alle de her biler.
And that was when we were planting churches. I didn't have any income.
Og det var mens vi plantede kirker, hvor jeg ikke havde nogen som helst indtægt.
From man.
Fra mennesker.
It comes from the Lord.
Det kommer fra Gud.
And I've always had that attitude.
Og jeg har altid haft den attitude.
And so my wage, even when the church has not been able to pay me, has never gone down.
Så min løn, selv når kirker ikke har haft råd til at betale min løn.
Let me give you another example.
Lad mig give et andet
eksempel. The first year I came to Denmark.
Det første år i Danmark.
I was living in Maja in North Jutland.
Boede vi i Maja i Nordjylland.
And I was called in that summer, my first summer, by the accountant of the school.
Og den første sommer, der blev vi kaldt ind på kontor til kasseren på skolen.
We have a problem.
Vi har et problem.
In Denmark,
i Danmark,
you don't get paid for July because you get the wage from last year, your feriepenge, your holiday money.
Om i Danmark får du ikke løn i juli måned, fordi du får feriepenge.
The problem is you didn't work here last year.
Men problemet, du arbejdede ikke sidste år.
So you have no holiday money.
Så du har ingen feriepenge.
We can't give you any money.
Vi kan ikke give dig nogen penge.
You can have it next year.
Du kan få det næste år.
So well, that's great. I still have my rent and my bills and food and everything to pay for.
Det er fint. Jeg skal stadig betale husleje og bil og mad og alting.
But I don't know what to do, he said.
Men jeg ved ikke, hvad jeg skal gøre, sagde han.
I said, that's okay.
Siger, det er okay.
God knew this when he called me to come here.
Det vidste Gud, da han kaldte mig til
at komme. These silly Danish laws.
Og han, han kaldte mig til et land med de her mærkelige danske love.
So it's okay, God will provide.
Siger, det er okay. Gud, han vil sørge for mig.
That month,
den måned,
we were given almost three times our monthly wage.
Der fik vi mere end tre gange vores normale løn.
I'm like, you can do that again, Lord.
Siger, Gud, gør det igen.
Almost three times our monthly wage.
Næsten tre gange så meget som vi plejer for.
God's a good giver.
Gud er god til at give.
So who is in charge of my finances?
Så hvem er ansvarlig for mine finanser?
I consider God as the source that supplies my needs.
Jeg ser Gud som den kilde der giver det mine behov.
Knowing God and having a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit is the obsession of my life.
At kende Gud og have et personligt forhold til Helligånden er det der besætter mit liv, det fylder i mit liv.
It's the obsession.
Det er det der fylder alt i mit liv.
When I first met Jesus, when I got saved, I wasn't looking for him.
Da jeg først mødte Jesus, da jeg blev frelst, der kiggede jeg ledte ikke efter ham.
I went into that meeting to destroy it.
Jeg tog ind på det her møde for at ødelægge mødet.
Me and my gang, we went there and we destroyed that meeting.
Mig og mine venner, vi tog ind for at ødelægge det her.
To prove to those Christians God didn't exist.
For at bevise over for de her kristne at Gud han eksisterer ikke.
The priest got so angry that he shouted at me.
Præsten blev så sur så han råbte af mig.
I dare you to ask God to show himself to you.
Jeg siger, jeg udfordrer til at udfordre Gud til at vise sig for dig.
So I stood up and said, okay God, show me your real right now.
Så jeg rejste mig op og så sagde, Gud, vis at du er rigtig lige nu.
And he did.
Og det gjorde han.
I ran out screaming.
Jeg løb ud af kirken og skreg.
I ran out, ran down the road, I ran through a field, out into the sports field. I couldn't run away fast enough.
Jeg løb ned ad gaden, hen over en mark, over sportspladsen, og jeg kunne ikke løbe hurtigt nok.
I thought I was gonna die.
Jeg troede jeg skulle dø.
That's what I thought.
Det var det jeg troede.
Because what happened suddenly the holy, I didn't know it at the time, now I know what it is.
For det der skete, det var, jeg vidste ikke dengang, men jeg ved det nu.
God answered my prayer.
Gud svarede min bøn.
His holy presence came on me.
Hans hellige nærvær kom over mig.
And me in my total depravity of sin.
Og jeg, mig min fylde af synd.
And I can't even describe you how dark a person I'd got.
Jeg kan ikke beskrive for jer, hvor mørk en person jeg var.
I'd stabbed people, I'd shot people.
Jeg havde skudt mennesker, jeg havde knivstukket.
At that point I was planning to murder a whole family.
På det tidspunkt var jeg i gang med at planlægge at myrde en hel familie.
Husband, wife and two kids.
Mand, kone og to børn.
The following week, I was going to do
it. Næste uge skulle det her ske.
It was everything was in place.
Alt var på plads.
That's how far I'd got.
Så langt var jeg nået ud.
And as I ran, screaming out of that building because such a terrible presence came on me.
Og mens jeg løb, skrigende ud af den her bygning, fordi den her nærvær var kommet over mig.
When you read in the Old Testament where it says the terror of the Lord came on those people.
Når du læser i det gamle testament, står at Guds skræmmende nærvær kom over
dem. I know what that's like.
Så ved jeg hvordan det er.
Because I ran.
Fordi jeg løb.
But I couldn't run away. It got the farther I ran, the worse it got.
Men jo hurtigere jeg løb, og jo længere jeg løb væk, jo værre blev det.
Until I just dropped in the middle of a field screaming.
Indtil jeg bare faldt sammen midt på marken.
I thought I was going to die.
Jeg troede jeg skulle dø.
And then God spoke to me with an audible voice that you can hear.
Og så talte Gud til mig med en hørbar stemme.
Inside it was like everything that I'd ever felt, that everything that I'd ever done wrong condensed into one ugly, unclean feeling.
Og det var som om at inde i mig der blev alt hvad jeg nogensinde havde gjort i mit liv blev samlet ind til en grim sort følelse.
I thought I was going to die.
Jeg troede jeg skulle dø.
I just laid down on the grass crying.
Jeg lå ned på græsset bare græd.
And God spoke to me.
Gud talte til mig.
If you give your life to me, I'll take it all away.
Hvis du giver dit liv til mig, så tager jeg det hele væk.
He didn't need to ask me twice.
Han behøvede ikke spørge to gange.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that I was.
Jeg kunne ikke lide den måde jeg var på.
But I was trapped. I couldn't get out of that criminal activity.
Men jeg var fanget i det. Jeg kunne ikke komme ud af den kriminalitet.
Or the person that I was. I tried to get out of it.
Jeg forsøgte at blive en anden person.
I couldn't do it.
Jeg kunne ikke.
I tried not to be violent.
Jeg forsøgte ikke at være voldelig.
I couldn't do it. I tried to stop doing the things. I could not do it.
Jeg kunne ikke i mig selv gøre det. Jeg kunne ikke ændre mig selv.
And then God just took everything out and filled me with his power and his joy.
Men Gud han tog det hele ud og så fyldte ham med sin kraft og sin glæde.
I'm glad no one saw what happened to me.
Jeg er glad for at der ikke var nogen der så mig.
Because if they saw me screaming, waving my hands, ah, as I ran.
Hvis de har set mig skrige, løb med rystende hænder.
Either he's running to a den of wasps or he's gone, he's lost his marbles.
Så de tænkte, enten så er han på flugt fra en flok vipse eller så han fuldstændig tabt.
Let on the floor and then got up and did ah again, but this time because I felt I could run 1,000 kilometers.
Jeg lå ned på jorden og så rejste mig igen og bare skreg fordi jeg troede jeg kunne løbe 1,000 kilometer.
It was so powerful.
Så kraftfuld var det.
And I sat there for about a half an hour, God just speaking to me.
Jeg sad der på mange i en halv time og Gud han bare talte til mig.
I walked back into church.
Jeg gik tilbage ind i kirken.
It was now like they were all having a coffee and chocolate.
Nu var der kaffe og chokolade i kirken.
Everybody's quiet. What just happened?
Alle var stille. Hvad var det lige der skete her?
And as I walked in, I looked at my mates. They were all like just looking at the table. No one did do anything. They were all terrified.
Og så jeg gik ind, så sad alle mine kammerater der rundt omkring bordet, så jeg bare kiggede ned i bordet, og ingen tog at sige noget, fordi hvad var det lige der var sket her?
And I said, boys.
Siger drenge.
Jesus is real.
Jesus er rigtig.
He just spoke to me.
Han talte til mig.
And boom, every one of them just exploded with crying.
Og som en eksplosion, så begyndte alle bare at græde.
And every one of them got saved.
Og alle blev frelst.
Give their lives to Jesus that night.
The
church did not know what to do with so many young men.
Kirken vidste ikke helt, hvad de skulle gøre med alle de her unge mænd.
I'll never forget Howard, our pastor.
Howard, vores præst.
He came in and he had a stack of kind of tracts like this
high. Han havde en stack traktater så stor.
And he just threw them at us. Get it, read those boys, read those, read those.
Læs den her.
Half of us couldn't read. Properly.
Ordentligt.
But we knew Jesus.
Men vi vidste hvem Jesus var.
And thus started a massive move of God in our town.
Og det startede en fantastisk åndsbevægelse i
What has happened to these guys? The guys that were stealing and burglaring in the homes.
Hvad er der sket med de her drenge som gik indbrud over hele byen?
Causing all the crime in the town.
Og skabte alt kriminalitet.
They're all going to church now.
Nu kommer de alle sammen i kirken.
The only crimes happening in the town at that time were the other guys getting beat up because they wouldn't come to church.
De eneste kriminalitet der skete i byen fra den dag, det var de andre drenge der fik tæsk fordi de ikke ville med i
kirken. We would beat people and drag them to church.
Vi tæskede drengene for at få med i kirken.
Christian persecution.
Kristen efter forfølgelse.
To the unsaved.
Til de ufrelste.
I don't know how many of whether they actually got saved, but they just did it because they didn't want to be beaten.
Jeg ved ikke hvor mange der rent faktisk blev frelst eller de bare forsøgte at undgå at få tæsk.
But it was incredible.
Det var fantastisk.
In one night.
På en aften.
No one told me that God told me.
Der var ingen der fortalte mig det, men Gud sagde det.
Stop stealing.
Hold op med at stjæle.
I had a lock up a shed full of stolen goods which I'd stolen from people's homes.
Jeg havde et skur fyldt af ting jeg havde stjålet fra menneskers hjem.
Some of you might remember VCRs.
Nogle kan huske videomaskiner, videoafspillere.
Betamax VCRs.
Betamax.
I had 7 or 8 in my lock up.
Jeg havde 7 stykker i mit skab
eller TVs.
TV.
Chainsaws, tools,
motorsaver, værktøj,
stole from garages and
fra
houses and
garager og
one, I couldn't remember what I'd stolen from where, but one night I
problem,
went.
Jeg kunne ikke huske hvad jeg havde stjålet hvorfra.
I broke into every house I remember breaking into and put something back.
Så en aften besluttede jeg mig for at bryde ind i alle husene en gang til og så sætte et eller andet tilbage.
Problem was is that the guy that lost his motorsaw ended up with a VCR.
Problemet var, at den her gut, som havde mistet sin motorsav, fordi han stjålte den, han
someone
fik en videomaskine.
Someone lost their TV, ended up with a microwave.
Nogen havde mistet deres TV, og de fik en mikrobølgeovn.
It was in the newspapers.
Det var i aviserne.
What has happened in this town?
Hvad er der sket i den her by?
All the young men are going to church.
Alle de unge mænd kommer i
kirken. Everybody came to see what was happening.
Alle kom for at se, hvad sker der her?
And hundreds got saved.
Og hundredvis blev frelst.
Hundreds got saved.
Hundredvis blev frelst.
They didn't get saved because we were able to preach the gospel. I didn't know what the gospel was.
De blev ikke frelst fordi vi kunne prædike evangeliet, for jeg vidste ikke hvad evangeliet var.
We could tell our testimonies that God has changed us.
Vi kunne bare fortælle vores vidnesbyrd at Gud havde forandret os.
The only thing we could do was here have some.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, receive.
Tag noget i Jesu navn.
And the same power of God that came on me came on them.
Og den kraft der kom på mig over mig kom over dem.
And it spread like wildfire.
Og det spredte sig som en vild ild.
I couldn't explain what happened.
Jeg kunne ikke forklare hvad der skete.
Because I didn't know what happened.
For jeg havde ingen idé om det.
Until I went eventually to Bible school and learned all that stuff.
Før jeg kom på bibelskolen og lærte alle de her ting.
My pastor didn't know what happened.
Min pastor vidste ikke hvad det var.
Because he'd never been to school at all.
For han havde slet ikke gået i skole nogensinde.
He was an old guy.
Han var en gammel mand.
And he's like, well, it must be Jesus.
Han siger, det må være Jesus.
The first time there was a demon-possessed woman come into our church.
Den første gang, der kom en dæmonbesat kvinde ind i vores kirke.
So you must help me, this demon is trying to make me kill myself. You can see all the scars on her arms where she's been slicing herself.
I bliver nødt til at hjælpe mig. Den her dæmon forsøger at slå mig ihjel. Man kunne se på hendes arm, hvor hun har skåret sig hele vejen.
Now, you got to understand, the only demon we've ever seen was on the movie The Exorcist.
Det er den eneste dæmon, vi nogensinde har set, var på filmen Exorcisten.
Because you could rent movies out, and they would the shop would always rent us 18 above movies, because we threatened to burn the place down if they didn't.
Det var nede dernede, hvor man lejede videofilm, der kunne vi låne hvilken film som vi helst, selv dem over 18 år, fordi vi truede med at brænde stedet ned, hvis de ikke ville leje dem til os.
So I watched The Exorcist many times.
Så jeg har set Exorcisten mange gange.
So I just looked at him, I said, well, you've seen The Exorcist?
Siger, dreng, har I set Exorcisten?
I don't want that girl with her head twisting round in here, man. That'd just be freaky.
Den der scene med hende der.
We weren't religious people. We didn't know these things.
Vi var ikke religiøse mennesker, så vi vidste ikke de her ting.
But God had given me a book the week before.
Men Gud havde givet mig en bog.
By a guy called
en mand der hedder
John Wilber. Is that his name? John Wilber? Yeah.
John Wilber.
Power evangelism.
Kraftevangelisation.
And in that book was how to pray for people that have demonic problems.
Og i den bog stod der blandt andet om, hvordan man beder for mennesker, der har dæmoniske problemer.
You know how I got that book?
Ved du, hvordan jeg fik den bog?
I was invited to go have lunch with a Christian family miles away.
Jeg blev inviteret til at spise frokost sammen med en kristen familie.
I had to get on a train to get there.
Og jeg var nødt til at komme på et tog for at tage derhen.
And they took me to a Christian bookshop.
De tog mig hen til en kristen bogbutik.
Because I needed to buy a Bible.
Fordi jeg var nødt til at have en bibel.
And as I'm there, the Holy Spirit causes this book to jump out at me. Not literally, but just.
Helligånden får mig virkelig til at bare se den her bog.
And said, "You need to have that book."
Så du nødt til at have den her bog.
So I pick it out.
Så jeg tog den ud.
Power Evangelism by John Wimber.
Power Evangelism, kraftevangelisation.
What did I say?
Wimber.
Oh, Wimber, that's it. Yeah. But as I'm in the queue to pay for it, the Holy Spirit says, "Put it back."
Og som jeg står i køen for at betale for den, så siger Helligånden, sæt den tilbage.
And I'm getting confused. I'm like, God is teaching me how to hear His voice.
Gud er i gang med at lære mig, hvordan jeg hører Hans stemme.
So I'm like, but God, you said I need it, but now not to buy it.
Så Gud, du sagde, jeg skulle behøve den, men jeg skal ikke købe den.
Either I'm schizophrenic.
Enten så er jeg skizofren.
Or you don't know what you're doing.
Eller så er du ikke helt sikker på, hvad du laver.
And the Holy Spirit said, "I know what I'm doing. Put it back."
Og Helligånden siger, "Jeg ved hvad jeg laver. Sæt den tilbage."
I put it back.
Så jeg satte den tilbage.
We're back at the house for tea.
Vi går tilbage til huset for at drikke
Now,
tea.
Nobody know. I didn't speak this. This is all going on in my head. Nobody knows this.
Jeg har ikke sagt noget af det her. Det sker inde i mit hoved alt det her.
We sat down at the dinner table and there's a knock at the door.
Så vi sidder ved middagsbordet og der er nogen der banker på døren.
Pam gets up, the mother of the house gets up and answers the door and comes back looking confused, holding this book.
Kvinden i huset rejser op og åbner døren og kommer tilbage og ser undrende ud med den her bog i hånden.
Say, Wayne, this is weird. An old lady's just knocked the door.
Siger Wayne, det er underligt. Der var en gammel dame der banker på døren.
And she said God had given her the address.
At Gud havde givet hende adressen.
And said to give this book to someone called Wayne in the house.
Og jeg skulle give den her bog til en der hed Wayne i det her hus.
Now this was a long time before GPS had ever been invented.
Så det var lang tid før GPS'en blev opfundet.
This is back in 1984-85.
Det her, det var en gang i 1864.
Yeah. No. I wasn't born then.
1984. Ish.
And literally that woman had just showed the Holy Spirit an address, this book and a name.
Helion havde bare sagt til den her kvinde en et navn, en adresse og den her bog.
She said, "Wayne, you're the only one here with that name, Wayne."
Wayne, du er den eneste her, der hedder Wayne.
It was the only day I was ever in that house. I've never been there before or since.
Den eneste dag jeg nogensinde har været i det her hus, både før og siden.
And it was Power Evangelism by John Wimber.
Og det var Power kraftevangelisation af John Wimber.
That book is in the Bible school library. This very same book.
Den bog, lige den bog står i Bibelskolens bibliotek lige nu.
God starts doing freaky things.
Gud begynder at gøre mærkelige ting.
When revival hits.
Når vækkelsen rammer.
It's incredible the move of the Holy Spirit in every area of life.
Guds kraftbevægelse er voldsom i alle områder i livet.
When we begin to submit ourselves.
Når vi begynder at underkaste os selv.
And I could give you millions of stories where God intervened fantastically that way.
Og jeg giver millioner af historier hvor Gud han blander sig på den.
Again and again and again and again. Almost every day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week.
Næsten hver eneste dag, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 gange.
God would either use me to do something for someone or them to do something for me.
Hvor Gud han bruger mig til at gøre noget for nogen eller nogen til at gøre noget for mig.
That's just miraculous.
Bare mirakler.
I'm driving a few years later when I'm the second revival breaks out in the valleys.
Nogle år senere er jeg ude at køre, hvor den anden vækkelse rammer dalene her.
I'm driving home.
Jeg er på vej hjem.
The Holy Spirit just says to me, turn left.
Helligånden siger til mig, drej til venstre.
And it was literally like a sat nav, turn left.
Ligesom
at the end of the road, turn right.
Ligesom en GPS, den leder en normalt drej til højre.
It was the complete opposite direction from where I was going.
Det var bare helt modsat retning af, hvor jeg skulle hen.
And the Holy Spirit said, at the top of the hill, turn into the left street.
Og siger, på toppen af bakken, drej til venstre ind ad gaden.
And as I turned into the left, this Chris from church, one of the young men, sat on the side of the road with his car, a flat tire on his car.
Og som jeg drejer til venstre ind ad gaden der på toppen af bakken, så sidder Chris fra kirken uden for sin bil med et flat dæk.
So I start and say, Chris, you alright?
Så siger jeg, stopper og siger, Chris, er du okay?
He said, man, you know, I just prayed this moment. I sat on the side of the road and prayed, God send someone to help me.
Jeg siger, faktisk så sad jeg lige nu og bad i dette øjeblik, Gud send nogen og hjælp mig.
I said, what do you need?
Siger, hvad behøver du?
Said, my front tire is flat.
Siger, mit fordæk er flat.
I need to get to a job interview.
Jeg er nødt til at komme til et job interview.
And I have you got a jack in your car?
Har du en dundkraft i bilen?
Him and I had the exact same car.
Vi to havde samme bil.
Said, yeah, I got mine.
Said, oh, siger, great.
Have you got a spare tire?
Jeg har du reservedæk?
Said, yeah.
Ja, det har jeg.
So I took it out, put it on, and I took his wheel and broken tire, and he had my new one.
Så han fik mit reservedæk, og jeg tog hans punkterede dæk.
Made the job interview.
Han kom til job interview.
Got the job.
Fik jobbet.
They gave him a massive bonus the first month.
De gav ham en kæmpe bonus den første måned.
He came back and he gave me enough money to pay the whole for my car.
Han kom tilbage og gav mig penge til at betale for hele min bil.
See, I had the car, and you know, you pay so much per month.
Og jeg havde en bil på afbetaling.
He bought my whole car.
Han betalte det hele.
So, okay, you can keep my tire.
Du kan holde bare dækket.
That's okay.
Det er okay.
But if I hadn't listened to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he wouldn't have got the job. I wouldn't have got the blessing.
Men hvis ikke jeg havde hørt Guds stemme og fulgt efter det, så havde han ikke fået jobbet, og jeg havde ikke fået velsignelsen.
We just built a larger church building because it couldn't hold the number of people.
Vi havde lige bygget en større kirkebygning, fordi vi kunne ikke holde det nummer antal mennesker, vi skulle være.
And John, one of the elders, his job was a carpet salesman.
Og John, som var en af ældste, hvor hans job var at være tæppesælger.
And he was fitting the carpet that day. He got his company to give the carpet to the church.
Og han havde fået sit firma til at sponsere kirken for tæpper. Her var han i gang med at sætte.
And as young men, we were just there helping him to lay it flat.
Og vi unge, vi var med for at hjælpe at lægge det ud.
But when it came to the end of the church, it was around 3/4 meter too short.
Men da det kom til enden af kirken, så der var det cirka 3/4 meter for kort.
So we all started laughing.
Så vi begyndte at grine.
Old man John and his eyes. A failing.
Gamle John and
he didn't measure the room right, did he?
Målt forkert.
And he heard us laughing at him. We were like, he's
ham.
In trouble now, the fool.
John's today, problemer nu.
It's this too much, too short.
Den er så langt for kort.
And then he says something I'll never forget.
Og så sagde han noget, jeg aldrig nogensinde vil glemme.
Boys, the carpet's too short.
Så han, drenge, tæppet er for kort.
I don't know what happened.
Jeg ved ikke, hvad der skete.
But let's go in the back office and pray, and then God will make it grow.
Men lad os gå ind i bagrummet og bede, så vil Gud få det til at vokse.
We're like,
og vi grinede.
All right, whatever, man. He's not just lost his eyesight; he's lost his mind.
Nå, han er ikke kun mistet syn, han også tabt forstanden.
We went in the back office.
Vi gik ind på kontoret.
He got down on his knees.
Han bøjede sine knæ.
We were all stood up like.
Vi stod alle sammen og grinede.
And it wasn't some kind of big old, oh, thou Lord's creator of heaven. It was just, Lord, please make the carpet grow.
Det var ikke en stor salvet bøn, som Herre, himlen og jorden skaber. Det var enkelt Gud.
He gets up off and he's right, boys, the carpet fits.
Og så han rejser sig op og siger, Gud.
Eller we walk out.
Nu passer det.
Go to the end of the church.
Vi gik op til enden af kirken.
That carpet fitted right into every corner.
Og tæppet passede præcis ind i hver eneste hjørne.
We are like, no.
Og vi så bare, nej.
We're like looking around, who did that?
Så vi kiggede rundt og siger, hvem gjorde det her?
But then like Budgie, my mate, he said, like, well, we rolled the carpet out. If we pulled it up to fit, it would be short down that end.
Og Budgie, min ven, sagde, vi rullede tæppet ud, og hvis vi havde trukket det op, så havde det bare været kort i den anden end.
We're like, nah, pull it up.
Så nej, løft det op.
Let's have a look. Maybe someone's just come in and put a bit in. We just can't see the join.
Lad os se, om nogen har bare fit et stykke ekstra ind, så vi ikke kan samle.
We couldn't pull it up.
Vi kunne ikke løfte det.
Not only had it been fitted.
Ikke kun havde det blevet passet til at passe til rummet.
It had some kind of glue that stuck it to the ground.
Det var også limet til gulvet.
We couldn't move it.
Vi kunne ikke flytte det.
And then John's like, "Who's laughing now, boys?"
Og John siger, "Hvem griner nu, drenge?"
Because he knew what God. We used to see miracles like that all the time.
For han vidste, hvad Gud han kunne gøre, og vi så mirakler som det her.
That's why we know.
Derfor ved vi.
All authority in heaven and on earth.
Al autoritet i himlen og på jorden.
See, what is the kingdom of God?
Hvad er Guds rige?
The word, the Greek word for kingdom.
Det græske ord for rige
is basilia. Let me just spell it right. It's but yeah, basilia.
Det er basilia.
I think it's double L.
No.
Not E I A. Basilia. And it means this.
Og det betyder det her.
Divine royal power to govern and rule.
Kongelig magt, kongelighed, overhøjhed eller herredømme.
Govern and rule.
Til at lede og herske.
Govern means to administer.
To deal out. At uddele.
If there's a need there, you give some resource
hvis
to that. If
there's one there, you give. Der.
But you decide who and where it goes.
Du bestemmer hver og hvor og hvordan, hvornår.
To rule.
At herske.
Means you make the decision.
Betyder du tager beslutningerne.
We rule.
Vi hersker.
God rules.
Gud hersker.
Through us.
Via os.
Through us.
Gennem os.
Now a judge or yeah, let's say a judge is not allowed to judge unless he passes so many exams so he understands and he proves he knows the law.
En dommer er ikke kvalificeret til at dømme før han har gået igennem så mange eksamener at folk forstår at han forstår loven.
But when it comes to the kingdom of God.
Men når det kommer til Guds rige.
You can be a little child.
Så kan du være et lille barn.
As long as you're in submission,
så længe du er underkastet,
you will rule.
Så vil du herske.
Some of the most amazing miracles I've ever seen has been done when children have prayed for people.
Nogle af de vildeste mirakler jeg nogensinde har set er når børn beder for mænd for syge.
That's some wild stuff.
Det er noget vildt noget.
That's freaky.
Det er skræmmende.
But then Jesus says, you know, you've got to become like a child.
Men Jesus siger, du må blive som et
lille barn. To inherit the kingdom of God.
For at arve Guds rige.
What does that mean? I got to start wanting lollipops.
Hvad betyder det? Jeg skal
play with little toy trains again.
Slikpinde og lege med legetøj igen.
No, I just whatever God says, I believe.
Nej, det betyder bare, at du skal tro på hvad end Gud siger.
Whatever He says, I just trust.
Hvad end han siger, det tror jeg på.
If He says it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Hvis han siger, det skal ske, så kommer det til at ske.
I don't question it.
Jeg sætter ikke spørgsmålstegn ved det.
I don't try and rush. Rationalize it.
Jeg forsøger ikke at rationalisere mig frem.
When we look at power next time, the biggest hindrance to power is our own education.
Når vi skal se på kraften næste gang, så er den største modstander til kraften.
Because my education tells me there's a law called gravity.
Fordi min fornuft, min uddannelse fortæller mig, der er en tyngdelov.
But the power of God says, so what?
Men Guds kraft siger, og hvad så?
That's why Jesus walked on water.
Det er derfor Jesus gik på vandet.
See, he didn't make water hard. He just defied the law of gravity.
Han fik ikke vandet til at blive hårdt. Han definerede bare tyngdekraften.
How do we know that? Because when Peter tried it, he sank.
Hvordan ved vi det? Jo, fordi da Peter han trådte ud, der sank han.
So it wasn't that there was some kind of special water going on.
Så det var ikke noget specielt vand der var.
He defied the law of gravity.
Han definerede bare tyngdeloven.
It's not water that sucks you down, it's gravity that pulls you down.
Det er ikke vand der suger dig ned.
How did Jesus walk through a wall?
Hvordan gik Jesus igennem væggen?
I can go through walls.
Jeg kan godt gå igennem væggen.
Because I'm a big guy, it depends on how fast I'm traveling.
Fordi jeg er en stor fyr, det kommer lidt an på hvor hurtigt jeg løber.
Yeah, it's just a matter of mathematics. If I go at the right speed, I'll go through that wall.
Det handler bare om matematik. Ah, you're not good at math.
No, I said it's about mathematics. If I have the right speed, I'll go through that wall.
I dare you.
No, but that's it. I won't be alive on the other side.
Det kan jeg ikke overleve det, men det er et spørgsmål om matematik det her.
But Jesus walked through a wall and it was solid behind him.
Men Jesus gik igennem væg og den var solid bagved ham.
A friend of mine who's a doctor of chemistry did a mathematical equation to show how that happens.
En af mine venner, han er doktorant i matematik?
Chemistry.
I kemi.
Wiki.
Han lavede en, I don't know,
Okay.
Don't tell me.
He made a mathematical equation how Jesus can walk through walls.
Han lavede den matematiske beregning på hvordan Jesus kan gå igennem væggen.
But basically he says it this way.
Og grundlæggende så
sagde when you
han,
walk through water,
når du går igennem vand,
the water opens in front of you,
så åbner det sig foran
and closes behind you.
Og lukker sig bagved dig.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because your cells are more dense than the water.
For dine celler er tættere end vandet.
When Jesus walks through something that's solid,
når Jesus går igennem noget der er solid som væg,
because his molecules are far more dense
så det fordi hans
than that solid
er,
thing.
Er mere tætte end den her væg.
In other words, his glorified body was so much more powerful and real than the very brick walls around us.
Hans herliggjorte legeme var meget mere virkeligt end den væg der var foran os.
Now I don't understand the mathematics of it, but and the physics of it, but he did, and he wrote this equation out.
Jeg forstår ikke matematikken og fysikken i det her, men han gjorde, og han skrev.
You know, like E equals MC squared. That's all I know.
Sådan en E, yeah.
But Jesus walked through walls.
Men Jesus han gik gennem vægge.
God's kingdom is established here on earth. Through us.
Guds rige bliver etableret her på jorden.
In Matthew 6 again, Jesus said for us to pray that this kingdom comes.
Matteus 6 igen siger, at vi beder om at riget skal komme.
That your kingdom come, your will be done.
Dit rige komme, din vilje ske.
It is the will of God carried out on earth as it is in heaven.
Det er Guds vilje udført på jorden, som den sker i himlen.
So if there's anywhere where the kingdom of God is not present, it's because we've not brought it.
Så hvis der er nogen steder hvor Guds rige ikke er nærværende, så er det fordi vi ikke har bragt det der.
When Jesus healed the blind man, he said, "Behold, the kingdom of God has come."
Når Jesus helbreder den blinde, så siger han, se, Guds rige er her.
If Jesus hadn't brought it, it wouldn't have come.
Hvis Jesus ikke havde bragt det dertil, så var det ikke kommet.
And it's the same with us. If we don't bring it, it won't arrive.
Og det er det samme med os. Hvis ikke vi bringer det, så kommer det ikke.
I was on the street a few weeks ago arguing with two atheists in Roskilde.
For et par uger siden var jeg på gaden i Roskilde og argumenterede med et par ateister.
Two young guys studying philosophy at RUC.
To unge fyre der studerer filosofi på RUC.
I love arguing with atheists, man.
Jeg elsker de studerer ateister.
They're cute.
De er så søde.
Their little beliefs and foibles is so funny.
Deres lille tro der. Ja.
And so I have many arguments. I can easily destroy an atheistic belief system. It's very easy.
Altså jeg kan let diskutere mig igennem en ateistisk.
Because I'm so close.
Fordi jeg er så so
clog.
Du er så klog.
I'm so clog. Anyway, but I determined what's the point in winning an argument and lose a soul.
Så jeg bestemte mig for, hvad er vigtigt at vinde et argument her, en argumentation her, eller at vinde en sjæl.
Lose a soul. I can win an argument, yeah, but lose the soul.
Ja, jeg kan vinde argumentationen, men så taber jeg mennesket.
Because if one thing atheists are, they can be quite proud when they lose an argument.
Vi er tit så de oftest meget stolte når de taber.
They don't like you and won't talk to you anymore.
Så de taler med dig længere.
Anyway, I just say, guys, I'm not going to argue about whether God exists or not. Can I show you and prove to you that God exists?
Så siger drenge, jeg vil ikke diskutere med jer om Gud findes eller ej, men må jeg få lov til at vise jer det?
They did not expect that.
Det havde de ikke regnet med.
Here's a Christian that says he wants to prove that God exists.
Her er der en kristen, som siger, at han ønsker at bevise.
So they like, okay, yeah, 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 come on, and yeah, yeah, show us.
Så de siger, ja, bevis det for os.
I said, it won't guarantee that you'll believe.
Så det garanterer ikke for, at I vil tro på det.
But it'll guarantee that you know God exists.
Men jeg garanterer for, at I ved, at Gud eksisterer.
So it won't guarantee that you follow God, but you'll know you believe.
Ingen garanti for, at I vil følge Gud, men I ved, han eksisterer efter det.
So he said, well, what are you going to do?
Så siger den ene, hvad vil du gøre?
I said, I'm just going to put my hand on your shoulder and pray for you.
Så siger jeg, bare lægge min hånd på din skulder og bede for dig.
Not gonna do anything to you. Just
jeg kommer til at gøre noget mod dig.
And God is going to show you.
Og så vil Gud vise dig,
that he's real.
At han er rigtig.
And he might show you different than he shows you.
Og det kan være, han viser dig noget andet, han viser dig.
Because different things speak to different people.
Fordi forskellige ting taler til forskellige mennesker.
And I just said, Jesus, just show him right now.
Jeg sagde, Jesus, vis ham lige nu.
And I could feel the presence of God come on this young man.
Jeg kunne mærke Guds nærvær komme på den her mand.
He begins to cry.
Han starter med at græde.
On the street, he just starts weeping.
Midt på gaden, han starter bare at
hule. And he puts his hands in his face like this.
Han tager hænderne op til ansigtet.
And he was the kind of, his eyes just puffed up all red as he
og
cried.
Hans øjne blev fuldstændig røde.
He looked like a fish.
Han så ud som en fisk.
And his friends just looking at him. He's like,
og hans ven, han kigger på ham.
What is this?
Og siger, hvad sker der her?
I said, can you feel it?
Kan du mærke det?
He says, I can feel the atmosphere just changed.
Jeg kan mærke, at atmosfæren lige har ændret sig.
He's using language that we use in church.
Han bruger samme sprog, som vi bruger.
He said, the atmosphere just changed. I said, God has just come. That's holiness.
Han siger, atmosfæren ændrer sig. Jeg siger, ja, det er Guds,
the glory of God.
Guds herlighed, der er kommet.
The thing is, what you are feeling is only a fraction of what he's feeling, because it comes into inside your deepest man.
Det du føler, er kun en del af det, han føler, for han, det kommer dybt ind i hans hjerte.
So he just walks to the side and sits on a bench.
Så han går til siden og sætter sig ned på en bænk.
I said, can I pray for you?
Så siger den anden, kan jeg bede for dig?
He goes, no.
Så siger nej.
I said, why?
Så siger, hvorfor?
He said, because look at the state of him.
Så siger, se, hvordan har det?
I said, do you want to know whether God exists or not?
Så siger jeg, vil du vide, om Gud eksisterer eller ej?
He says, all his pride had gone now, and this was amazing.
Så siger, al hans stolthed, det var væk på det her tidspunkt.
He said, I'm not ready for that.
Så siger han, jeg er ikke klar til det her endnu.
I said, why?
Så siger, hvorfor?
Because if God is real, then you've got to make a decision.
Fordi hvis Gud han er virkelig, så må du tage en beslutning.
He said, you've just destroyed my whole worldview.
Så du har lige ændret eller ødelagt hele min verdensbillede.
He was an intelligent guy.
Han var en intelligent.
He was a thinker.
Han var en tænker.
He said, I know there's something, because he wouldn't react like that. I know him.
Så jeg ved, der er noget, fordi ellers vil han ikke reagere sådan. Jeg kender ham.
I've got to go home and rethink my whole life.
Jeg er nødt til at gå hjem og gentænke hele mit liv.
I'm like, what? I didn't understand what he meant. What do you meant?
Så jeg forstår ikke, hvad du mener. Hvad mener
du? He says, well, all my life is built on that God doesn't exist.
Så hele mit liv er bygget på, at Gud findes ikke.
But it looks like maybe that's wrong.
Men det ser ud som om, at det nok er forkert.
I've got to rethink everything.
Jeg er nødt til at gentænke alt.
I haven't seen him since.
Jeg har ikke set ham siden.
I don't know where he is or what he's doing.
Jeg ved ikke, hvor han er eller hvad han laver.
So I go up to the he walked off then down the street.
Han gik sin vej ned ad gaden.
When I talked to the other guy.
Så jeg gik over for at snakke
med
den anden.
Just gave him one of my cards.
Jeg gav ham mit visitkort.
At church we have our own like maps of the church on the back of the card, so they can, and phone numbers, so they can contact us and come to church.
Jeg har et lille kort i kirken, som har et kort på bagsiden og sådan.
I waited for about 10 minutes, but he still wasn't ready to talk.
Og jeg ventede omkring 10 minutter, men han var ikke klar til at snakke.
So I put a card in his shirt pocket. I said, when you're ready, give me a call. I'll come
and
talk to you again.
Så jeg lagde et kort her ned i hans brystlomme og sagde, når du er klar, så.
I haven't heard from him yet.
Jeg har ikke hørt fra ham endnu.
But that day, two atheists knew God existed.
Men den dag fandt to ateister ud af, at Gud han eksisterede.
Because the kingdom of God came.
Fordi Guds rige kom.
There's no philosophy, there's no argument, there's no belief that can stand in the presence of God.
Der er ingen filosofi, der er ingen argument, der er ingen tro, der kan stå imod Guds nærvær.
See, 10 lepers got healed by Jesus.
10 spedalske blev helbredt af Jesus.
Only two came back to worship and to follow.
Og kun to kom tilbage for at takke og følge.
Proof of God's existence, miracles and signs of wonders don't guarantee faith.
Beviser for Guds eksistens, altså mirakler under, er ikke en garanti på at folk efterfølger.
But it does guarantee people know there's a God.
Og det garanterer at mennesker ved at der er en Gud.
In the time of Moses, it was impossible to be an atheist.
På Moses tid var det umuligt at være ateist.
Because you had a pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire at night.
Du havde en skystøtte om dagen og en ildstøtte om natten.
Food dropped out of heaven every morning.
Mad faldt ned fra himlen hver morgen.
Water came out of rocks in the desert.
Vand kom ud af klippen i ørkenen.
Your shoes for 40 years never give out, wore out.
Dine sko igennem 40 år blev aldrig slidt.
You couldn't be an atheist.
Du kunne ikke være ateist.
But many men still chose not to follow.
Men mange valgte alligevel at ikke følge.
It's important we understand that.
Det er vigtigt vi forstår det her.
But that's stage 2.
Men det er
anden stage. Let's get stage 1 first. Everybody knows there's a God.
Stage 1 er alle ved der er en Gud.
Bring the kingdom of God wherever you are.
Guds rige overalt hvor du går.
And for us it means some of us have to change the way we think.
For os handler det om at vi skal ændre vores måde at tænke på.
Oh, I'm sick.
Og jeg er syg.
I need to go to the doctor.
Jeg er nødt til at gå til lægen.
Pray first.
Bed først.
Lord, the word says, by your stripes I'm healed.
Dit ord siger, ved dine sår har jeg fået.
I'm not saying being stupid.
Jeg siger ikke være dum.
You know, if your throat is pumping out blood, don't go okay. And then if it doesn't work, I'll leave God do it maybe in a half an hour's time. No, you phone an ambulance, you fool.
Hvis blodet det vælter ud af din hals, så lad være med at begynde at bede til Gud, og så vente en halv time på at han vil svare dig. Nej, du ringer efter ambulance nu.
My son,
min søn,
was playing rugby with me.
Han spillede rugby med mig.
Broke 3 of his ribs.
Han brækkede 3 ribben.
Josephine, Carsten's daughter-in-law came running on the field and prayed for them on the field.
Min svigerdatter kom løbende ind på banen og bad for ham der midt på banen.
And he goes, "Oh, thanks."
Og han sagde tak.
And he goes, "Oh, no, okay, phone an ambulance."
Og så strækker sig og siger, "Nej, det var ikke." Og så
but he was willing the first to believe.
Men han var klar til først at tro.
God didn't heal him right there in the end of his ribs.
Gud helbredte ham ikke lige der.
It took 3 months.
Det tog 3 måneder.
But that changing of his thoughts, oh, did God do it?
Men no,
okay, then let's don't be stupid with it. Because it takes a lot of practice when we're not used to it.
Det handler ikke om at være dum, det handler bare om at træne.
But I pray for some, that's easy now.
Det er let nu.
Because I'm used to praying for the, I pray for some freaky things.
Jeg har bedt for nogle vilde ting.
When my oil fuel ran out, I prayed for that tank for God to fill it up, because I didn't have the money to fill it up.
Da mit oliefyr løb tør, der bad jeg for, at Gud skulle fylde det, for jeg har ikke råd til at fylde det selv.
And I had all the faith in the world God would fill that tank.
Jeg havde
up.
Alt tro i verden at Gud han fyldte tanken.
He didn't fill it up.
Han fyldte den ikke op.
But what I did have in my postbox the next day was 8,000 kroner in an envelope to buy the oil to fill it up with.
Men det jeg fik i det var en kuvert i min postkasse dagen efter med 8,000 kroner til at fylde den op.
God will do it one way or the other.
Gud gør det på den ene eller den anden måde.
But there are times when only God can do it.
Men der er tidspunkter hvor kun Gud kan gøre det.
When I have a broken-hearted person,
og du har en menneske med et brudt hjerte.
Or see, a miracle is when you're in an impossible situation.
Et mirakel er når du er på en umulig position.
We need to start exercising authority.
Og vi begynder at udøve vores.
We had a woman in our church last year.
Vi havde en kvinde i kirken sidste år.
Being massively bullied at work.
Som blev mobbet på arbejde.
And we discerned that this was the enemy attacking her through this woman.
Og vi var overbevist om, at det var fjenden, der angreb hende.
So we began to pray against this woman.
Så vi startede med at bede imod den her kvinde.
For her to have peace, for her to have, because she's the greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world.
Fordi større er han, som er hende, end hende, der er i verden.
If this is true, she should start ruling, not being the victim.
Så hvis det her det er rigtigt, så skulle hun være den, der herskede, og ikke være offret her.
Because in the Old Testament, God says that we are the head and not the tail.
I Gamle Testament siger Gud, at vi er hovedet, ikke halen.
We shouldn't be subject to the enemy's persecution. We go after him.
Vi skulle ikke være offer for fjendens angreb. Vi skulle gå efter ham.
And so we were fully expecting that woman either to get saved or to leave her job or something to stop her bullying.
Så vi var overbevist om, at den her kvinde, hun skulle enten blive frelst eller miste sit arbejde, så hun stoppe det her angreb på vores.
It didn't happen.
Men det skete ikke.
But what did happen was another lawyer company in Copenhagen.
Men hvad der skete, det var et andet advokatfirma i København.
Came and offered our woman an amazing lawyer job.
Kom og tilbød vores hende fra vores kirke et fantastisk arbejde som advokat.
Nearly double the wage that she was on.
Men næsten dobbelt løn.
And she's loving that job
og
now.
Hun elsker det her arbejde.
Now God didn't sort the one woman out, but what he did, he took her out and put her in a position. And this she told me this last week.
Og Gud han ordnede ikke den ene kvinde her, men han tog hende ud af situationen og satte hende et andet sted.
This company has now took that other little company in as part of it.
Og her sidste uge så fortalte hun mig, at nu har den her store virksomhed, som hun var kommet til, opkøbt den lille virksomhed.
And Juliana is now over this woman.
Og Juliana is her boss. For den her kvinde, som før jagtede hende.
That's our God.
Sådan er vores Gud.
I say I can tell you thousands of stories. We've got to start exercising the kingdom of God.
Jeg kan fortælle jer tusindvis af historier. Vi er nødt til at begynde at handle på.
When you have a member of your family totally blinded by darkness.
Mødte en familie, eller husker en familie, som var fuldstændig forblændet af mørket.
We don't fight against flesh and blood.
Vi kæmper ikke mod kød og blod.
Paul said in Ephesians 6, it's against the powers behind them.
Siger Paulus i Ephesians 6. Det er kraften bagved.
So we bind it and cast it down and put it into chains so it cannot influence.
Så vi binder den og binder den i kæder, så den ikke kan influere os.
We take the influence, the authority, the kingdom that God has given us.
Vi tager autoriteten og det rige, som Gud har givet os.
And we exercise it.
Og vi bruger det.
See, God said to Adam and Eve, "You go out, rule and subdue the earth."
Gud sagde til Adam og Eva, siger underlæg jer jorden.
They had to go and do it.
De skulle gå ud og gøre.
And if they didn't do it, it wouldn't have been done.
Og hvis ikke de havde gjort det, så var det ikke sket.
But they did it.
Men de gjorde det.
We have to do the same.
Vi er nødt til at gøre det samme.
There are 7 kingdoms in operation in our creation today.
Der er 7 riger i aktion i vores skabelse i dag.
There's the animal kingdom.
Der er dyrenes rige.
There's the mineral kingdom.
Der er mineralriget.
The earth and the rocks and diamonds.
Klipper og jord.
There's the plant kingdom.
Der er planteriget.
There's the celestial kingdom, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Der er universet, altså sol, måne og stjerner.
There's the kingdom of man.
Der er mandens rige.
There's the kingdom of darkness.
Der er et mørkets rige.
And there's the kingdom of God.
Og der er Guds rige.
Seven kingdoms.
Syv riger.
Jesus showed authority. We have examples of God's authority over every single one of these kingdoms.
Og Gud har vist os, vi har autoritet over hver eneste en af de her riger.
Over the animal kingdom.
Over dyreriet.
I already mentioned that, the fish with the two coins.
Fisk med de to mønter.
Jonah and the whale.
Jonas i hvalfisken.
Balaam's donkey.
Bileams æsel.
Instances where God took control of an animal and made it do what God wanted it to do.
Alle sammen ting, hvor Gud han tager, hvad hedder det, autoritet over dyr, der får det til at gøre, hvad han vil.
That is the mineral kingdom.
Der er mineralriget.
And you read all the time in the Old Testament about earthquakes when God was angry, or the earth would open up and swallow the people.
Gamle testament taler om jordskælv, når Gud han er sur, eller hvor jorden åbner sig og sluger mennesker.
Or rocks would explode and split apart.
Og sten vil eksplodere og splittes i to.
God has control over the mineral kingdom.
Gud har fuld kontrol over mineralriget.
If you think of the whole of creation, Jesus commanded the wind and the waves.
Snak om hele skabelsen, så kommanderer Gud med vinden og bølgerne.
What about when he fed 5,000 people?
Hvad med da han brødfødte 5,000 mennesker?
He caused fish and bread to multiply.
Han fik fisk og brød til at multiplicere.
I've seen that happen.
Jeg har set det ske.
There was times in our church we'd be giving out food and stuff where we knew we didn't have enough, but by the end of the night everybody got more than they needed and there was still the exact same amount left in the box as what we started with hours before.
Der var tidspunkter i kirken, hvor vi har givet mad ud til mennesker, og vi har bare vidst fra starten af, at der er ikke mad nok her, men vi er blevet ved med at give ud, og i slutningen af aftenen, det har der været alle fået, hvad de har brug for, og der er stadig det samme, som vi startede med tilbage i boksen.
God can grow carpets.
Gud kan få tæpper til at vokse.
I've seen it.
Jeg har set det.
I've seen God grow someone's leg.
Jeg har set Gud få ben til at vokse ud.
Incredible.
Fantastisk.
We have an examples over the plant kingdom.
Vi har eksempler om planteriet.
Jesus cursed the fig tree.
Jesus han forbandede fintræet.
The next day it was dead, it withered.
Og næste dag der var det dødt og visnet.
When we look at the celestial kingdom, the sun, the moon and the stars.
Når vi ser på menneskehedens rige.
Joshua is trying to wipe out the Amalekites.
Joshua han forsøger at tilintetgøre Amalekitterne.
But it's getting dark.
Men det bliver mørkt.
So he says, God, stop the sun.
Så han, Gud, stop solen.
And there are 12 more hours of daylight.
Og der bliver 12 timer dagslys mere.
To exercise what God wanted them to do.
For at udføre dem, hvad det Gud han ønskede de skulle gøre.
Now what happened there?
Hvad skete
der? I can't work that one out. Did God stop the earth going round?
Stoppede Gud jorden med at spinne rundt?
Or the sun from moving?
Eller solen for at bevæge sig?
Because if he stopped the earth going round, he'd also have to enforce gravity.
Så hvis han stopper jorden med at dreje rundt, så vil han
også. We start thinking scientifically, all the laws of nature God had to break to make that possible are huge.
Når du begynder at tænke på hvilke naturlov som Gud han er nødt til at ændre for at få det her til at ske, så er det fantastisk.
But do you know one of the names of God?
Men ved du en af Guds navne er?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
One of the translations of El Shaddai literally means this.
En af oversættelserne af det her navn betyder rent faktisk.
The God who violently goes against the natural laws of nature for your good.
Gud som voldeligt går imod naturens love for din skyld.
That's what one of the translations from the Hebrew El Shaddai.
Det er en af oversættelserne fra det hebraiske El Shaddai.
It doesn't just mean God Almighty.
Det betyder ikke kun Gud almægtig.
There are six names, six meanings out of that word we can get.
Der er syv forståelser, det er et navn.
The word Shad in English, in Hebrew,
ordet Shad,
where Shaddai comes from,
som Shaddai kommer fra,
is literally it means to breastfeed.
Betyder at brystføde.
If you were breastfeeding, you would be in Hebrew it would be called Shad.
Hvis du ammede, så vil du på hebraisk.
But it means more than just breastfeeding. You are responsible for all that that baby needs.
Det betyder mere end det. Det betyder, at du er ansvarlig for alt, hvad den her baby behøver.
If it Shad also means that if you were completely bankrupt.
Shad betyder også, hvis du er totalt bankrupt.
Thrown out of your house.
Smidt ud af dit hus.
Lost everything.
Mistet alt.
Your family's on the street.
Din familie er på gaden.
But then one member of your family would come and give you a house and provide everything till you get back on your feet.
Men en fra din familie kommer og giver dig et hus og sørger for alt indtil du er tilbage på dine fødder.
He was called your Shaddai.
Så han blev kaldt din Shaddai.
Your supplier.
Din
of all your practical needs.
Din giver, den ham du tager sig hånd om alle dine behov.
It's one of the names of God.
Det er en af Guds navne.
It's not what he likes to do, it's who he is.
Det er ikke noget han kan lide at gøre, men det er bare den han er.
So when it comes to exercising the kingdom of God, there are no limits to what God can and will do.
Så når det handler om at udøve Guds rige, så er der ikke nogen grænse for hvad han kan eller vil gøre.
God pushed a tree the other way for me.
Guds skubbede træet den modsatte
vej. I thought I was going to get the sack.
Jeg troede jeg skulle fyres.
The Bible school is going to be destroyed.
Bibelskolen vil blive ødelagt.
In fact, the only thing my pastor said, you should have let it drop on, we got good insurance.
Men pastoren sagde, du skulle bare lade det falde, for vi har forsikring.
We have a whole new building free.
Vi har fået en ny bygning for frit.
I said, oh, right, forget about the miracle then.
Jeg glemte miraklet så.
When you think of how God has changed the minds of men.
Når du tænker på hvordan Gud har forandret menneskers sind.
Pharaoh.
Farao,
Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, etc. And when you think of how God exercises his authority over the kingdom of darkness.
Og hvordan Gud han tager autoritet over mørkets rige.
The first 4 years of my work as a minister.
De første 4 år i min tjeneste, i liv som tjeneste.
I had to deal with over 40 different people demon possessed.
Der var jeg tog hånd om omkring 40 forskellige dæmonbesatte mennesker.
In Wales, is called the witchcraft capital of Europe, as well as a land of revival.
Wales er vækkelses centrum for Europa, men det er også heksekunstens centrum.
We have over 200,000 registered witches in Wales.
Vi har over 200,000 registrerede hekse i Wales.
And one day the chief witch, the head of all the witches of Wales, comes to our church.
Og en dag kommer hovedet for alle de her hekse.
He heard that revival, that God's power was in the place.
Kirke. Han havde hørt at vækkelsen er i kirken.
So he came to test.
Så han kom for at teste.
To see whose God was really God.
Se hvis Gud er rigtig virkelig var Gud.
Bit of Elijah stuff, you know.
Lidt Elias-agtigt.
Whose God is really God?
Hvem Gud er rigtig Gud?
And he comes out to the front of the meeting, comes right out here.
Så han kommer herop foran efter kirken eller i kirken.
And just shouts, "Whose God is God?"
Siger, hvems Gud er Gud, råber han.
I was the junior pastor, so there was 2 other pastors above me.
Jeg var ungdomspastor og 2 pastorer over mig.
And they said, "Wayne, go deal with him."
Og en af dem siger, "Wayne, tag fat, tag dig
hånd om." I'm like, "What do I do? Are we gonna just start fighting? What do I mean?"
Skal jeg slås med
ham? I was 18 years of age. What do you do?
Jeg var 18 år gammel. Hvad gør man?
So I did the only thing I knew to do.
Så jeg gjorde det eneste jeg vidste.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Thinking that he would just shut up, it exploded. He flew sideways and went bang straight into the wall.
Jeg regnede med, at han bare ville holde mund, men han fløj sidelæns ind i væggen.
Fell flat on his face, frozen.
Faldt ned på ansigtet.
Flipped over.
Vendte rundt.
And then he levitated off the floor.
Og så fløj han op på jorden.
Many people don't believe these stories that I say.
Mange mennesker tror ikke på de historier jeg fortæller.
These are true.
Det her er sandt.
When I've taken teams of Danes to Wales and they ask the people living near these stories, they're like, "Is that all he said?"
Når jeg unge mennesker med mig til Wales, så spørger de, er det virkelig det her rigtigt?
He levitated. The guy had a spirit of levitation.
Han havde en
he floated. He levitated.
Jeg ved ikke, hvad det hedder på dansk. Han svævede over jorden. Der var en ånd i ham, der kunne svæve.
He floated.
Han flød i luften.
And how it was is that he was trying to float out down the church, and I had hold of his head
han
here.
Han skulle flyde ud af kirken, men jeg havde fat i hans hoved.
But his body was flat like a board, straight out.
Krop lå simpelthen flat i luften.
How I knew that something weird was going on because all the Christians at the front ran.
Jeg vidste, der var noget underligt her. Det var fordi alle de kristne sad på første række, de løb.
Because he was screaming at the top of his voice.
Fordi han skreg så højt han kunne.
And all the unsaved people at the back ran to the front. Wow, this is cool.
Og alle de ukfrelste nede bagved, de løb.
Seriously, that's what happened.
Det er sejt. Det skal vi se det her.
And some of the young guys that are coming off the street, they were like this. Man, there's no strings. They were like this.
Og nogle af de unge, de var sådan like, der er ingen strenge her.
How are you doing that?
Hvordan gør du det her?
And we cast the demons out of him.
Vi kastede dæmonerne ud af ham.
His name was Robert. He got saved.
Han hed Robert. Han var saved.
We had to drag him to the toilet because he was sick. All this green stuff.
Han blev nødt til at slæbe ham ud på toilettet, fordi han var syg. Altså han masser grønt der kom ud.
We led him to the Lord.
Vi ledte ham til Herren.
And he told us that his whole story of how he became slave to these demons.
Og han fortalte hele sin historie, hvordan han blev slave under de her dæmoner.
He said, "You know how you become the chief witch of a country?
Ved du hvordan du bliver overheks i et land?
It's not because you know a lot.
Det er ikke fordi du er klog.
Because you have a lot of power.
Det er fordi du har en masse magt.
And he had a lot of power.
Han havde en masse magt.
In the kingdom of darkness.
I mørkets rige.
He would say he would earn a living by betting people in clubs and pubs that he could make the tables float.
Han tjente penge ved at vædde med mennesker i pubene, pubs og på barne, om han kunne få bordene til at flyve.
And that's how he earned his living.
Det var sådan, han tjente til dagen og vejen.
He drove a big Audi.
Han kørte en stor Audi.
So he must have been really good at it.
Så han var god til det.
He earned a lot of money.
Tjente mange penge.
They just thought he was some kind of magician.
De troede bare, han var magiker.
No, no, it was real.
Nej, det her det var rigtigt.
He would go to, there's a mountain near where I live.
Han ville gå til det her sted, det er et bjerg der tæt på hvor jeg bor.
It's the first Christian burial ground in Great Britain.
Det er den første kristne begravelsesplads i England.
It's quite famous. It's on top where the Romans used to live.
Det var oppe på toppen hvor romerne boede.
And on top of Tumbalam, the mountain, there's this huge stone. Which was
bjerg,
laid by Christians.
På toppen af det her bjerg, der er den her store sten, som er lagt af kristne.
It's a little bit like Stonehenge, but just one stone.
Lidt ligesom Stonehenge, men det er kun én sten.
And he said at Halloween, they would have their coven.
På Halloween,
their celebration
of
Satan.
Deres fest, deres,
and he would make that stone rise up and float in the air.
Og han ville få den her sten til at løfte sig op af jorden og svæve i luften.
That's real.
Det er rigtigt.
It was real power. Because we
rigtigt,
saw him doing it.
Rigtigt.
The moment the demons left him, he dropped to the floor.
Det øjeblik dæmonerne de forlod ham, der faldt han ned på jorden.
And he came to his senses.
Og han kom til sig selv.
And we could talk with him.
Og vi kunne tale med ham.
Powerful demons.
Kraftfulde dæmoner.
But not powerful enough.
Men ikke kraftfulde nok.
Because all authority in heaven and earth.
Al magt i himmel og på jorden.
Has been given to us.
Er blevet givet til os.
It's a battle.
Det er en kamp.
The battle for souls is very real.
En kampen om sjæle er rigtig.
And why we had so many experiences like that, because after he got saved.
Og vi har haft mange oplevelser som det her, fordi efter han blev frelst.
We had many witches come into the church because they had all seeking how to get rid of these horrible things.
Masser af hekser der kom ind i kirken, fordi de alle sammen søgte efter hvordan slap vi væk fra.
They didn't want to test the power of God. They just knew there's a place we can get free.
De ønskede ikke at udfordre Guds kraft, fordi de ønskede bare egentlig at have et sted, hvor de kunne blive sat fri.
And in our region, we emptied the cover and the witches' churches.
Og i vores område der tømte vi heksekirkerne.
They all came to us.
De kom til kirken.
Because they knew they could be free.
For de vidste, de kunne blive sat fri.
Because when you know you're in the kingdom of darkness, you can't get back out.
Fordi når du ved, at du er i mørkets rige, så kan du ikke komme tilbage.
There's a reason why Jesus called them prisoners.
Der er en grund til, at Jesus han kalder dem fanger.
They want to be free, but they can't get out of it.
Ønsker at være fri, men de kan ikke.
Jesus showed us victory and dominion or rulership over every kingdom there is in this world.
Jesus gav os sejr og herredømme over hver eneste rige der er i den her verden.
And then says you'll do even greater.
Og så siger han I vil gøre endnu større ting.
You'll do even greater.
I vil gøre endnu større ting.
Every kingdom he showed authority over.
Hvert rige viste han havde magt over.
How do we use this kingdom God has given us?
Hvordan bruger vi det rige som han har givet os?
How are we using it?
Hvordan bruger vi det?
I think it's safe to say this.
Jeg tror det er sikkert nok at sige sådan her.
We don't use it enough.
Vi bruger det ikke nok.
We don't use it enough.
Vi bruger det ikke nok.
Prayer
B
is powerful.
Er kraftfuldt.
The power of God,
Guds kraft,
is irresistible.
Er imodståelig.
Let's take. Is it how long a break? Yeah, you said about 3:15. Yeah, before I go on with the next part, let's take a break now. Any questions?
Lad os tage en pause nu. Nogle spørgsmål.
Next step, we're going to look at how we enforce it.
Næste skridt, det er, at vi kigger på, hvordan vi bruger det.
What?
Signe vil svæve. Signe vil svæve.
Yeah, svæve. Okay, that's the word. It was funny. Let me explain this little bit to you before we
lad mig lige forklare det her inden vi holder pause.
When you're in the presence of God,
når du er Guds nærvær, når Gud kommer,
you feel his presence.
Så føler du hans nærvær.
It's light, it's beautiful, it's love, it's glorious. You love it.
Det er lyst, det er smukt, det er kærligt.
And we look a lot more at this when we look at the glory of God.
Vi kommer til at kigge mere på det, når vi skal til på
But that's because you're on one side of the fence.
Men det er fordi du står på den ene side af stakiet.
You've gone through the cross and the blood of Jesus.
Du går igennem korset og igennem Jesu blod.
To you the glory of God is beautiful.
For dig er Guds nærvær, Guds herlighed.
It's called the beauty of his holiness.
Det står om Guds herlighed.
The Bible says it's beautiful. The Bible talks about the beauty of God's holiness.
Bibelen taler om skønheden ved Guds herlighed.
But for someone unsaved, it's horrible.
Men for en ufrelst er det frygteligt.
Because the thing that God's presence does, it burns up sin, flesh, and evil.
Fordi det som Guds herlighed gør, det er at den brænder synd,
flesh, it won't put up with sin. It'll try to destroy it.
Ja, det vil ødelægge synden.
See, when I was a sinner and I came into the presence of God, I screamed because it was painful. I ran.
Da jeg som synder kom ind i kirken der, så skreg jeg, fordi det var smertefuldt.
And if you have a room full of unsaved people and the glory of God comes, many of them leave because it's uncomfortable.
Hvis du har et rum fuld af ikke frelste mennesker og Guds herlighed kommer, så vil mange af dem gå, fordi det er ikke særlig behageligt.
But if you're washed in the blood of Jesus, you're a saint, you're a holy one. It's beautiful.
Men hvis du renser i Jesu blod, så er du hellig, så er det smukt det her.
And we love it.
Og vi elsker det.
But when you come into the presence of an evil spirit,
men du kommer ind i nærværet af en ond ånd,
you feel the filth.
Så mærker du
the dirtiness.
Ja, det beskidte.
You feel the evil.
Du mærker det onde.
You feel the oppression.
Du mærker trykket.
You feel the hate.
Du mærker had.
As much as you feel the love and all the things that God's presence is, you feel what Satan really thinks about you.
Ligesom du kan mærke kærligheden i Guds nærvær, så kan du mærke hvor meget Satan
hader. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's ugly.
Det er grimt.
I don't like being there.
Jeg kan ikke lide at være der.
Because it's not just you can feel it in your inner person.
Fordi
you can feel it.
Du kan mærke det dybt inde.
And if you don't know how to fight that, it will make you scared and afraid and influence you.
Og hvis ikke du ved hvordan du skal bekæmpe det, så vil det influere dig, så vil det påvirke dig.
But you have got to let your light shine, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Og du er nødt til at lade dit lys skinne, fordi større er han som er i dig end han som er i verden.
And let your faith grow. No, Satan, you were humiliated on the cross.
Lad din tro vokse. Nej, Satan, du var ydmyget på korset.
I'm not under your lordship anymore.
Jeg er ikke under dit herredømme længere.
You have no way of getting into me.
Du har ingen chance for at komme ind i mig.
I'm not more powerful than you in myself.
Jeg er ikke mere kraftfuld end dig i mig selv.
But I have the kingdom of God.
Men jeg har Guds rige.
Shut up. Sit down.
Hold mund og sæt dig ned.
And how many times I've said that to a demon-possessed person, they've just stopped and sat straight down and
og hver gang jeg siger til en dæmon-possessed, så stopper de op og sætter sig ned.
Because you exercise the authority of the kingdom.
Fordi du tager den autoritet, der er i
When that demon-possessed man started shouting, Jesus, you are the son of God, he said, shut up.
Når den dæmon-possessed begyndte at råbe, Jesus, du er Guds søn, så sagde Jesus,
because he didn't want anybody to know he was the Messiah at that time.
For han ønskede ikke, at nogen skulle vide, at han var Messias på det tidspunkt.
And they listened.
Og de lyttede.
We had a guy last year come into our church, run down the front and tried to take the microphone.
Der var en gut, der kom løbende ind i vores kirke for et års tid siden og løb op foran og forsøgte at tage mikrofonen.
The fool.
Scholz.
Testing whose God is God.
Forsøg at teste, hvem Gud er Gud.
Before he got halfway down, Andy, one of our young guys, he ran and just rugby tackled him into the chairs.
Før han nåede op foran, så han cirket halvvejs igennem. Der
were you there when that happened? And some of the young guys, they dragged him out. I was sat over the other side of the church, and I'm like, ah, the boys got it. But then we carried on worshiping, but then I could feel in my spirit, they're struggling out in the foyer. So I walked out. And this guy is led over the entrance of the, between the two, the door frame, pushing so they, and he wouldn't move. He's led on the floor. Leave me alone, leave me alone.
Gud, han ligger på gulvet og presser sig imod dørkarmen, og han siger, lad mig være, lad mig være.
And they didn't know what to do.
De vidste ikke, hvad de skulle gøre.
I said, boys, use your authority.
Så siger drenge,
he's not in charge, you are.
Han bestemmer ikke, det er jer, der bestemmer.
Remember, I'm not talking about the man.
Jeg snakker ikke om manden her.
I'm talking about the demon.
Jeg snakker om dæmonen.
We don't fight against flesh and blood.
I
know that man's there because he wants to get free.
Jeg ved godt den mand her er der, fordi han ønsker at blive sat fri.
Almost everybody that comes to church with these kind of problems are there because they are hoping someone will be able to set them free.
Stort set alle der kommer ind i vores kirker, som har det sådan her, de kommer fordi de ved eller de håber på at der er en eller anden der vil sætte dem fri.
And as I'm saying that to Jamie and the guys, he starts, "Ah, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about." I'm like, "How do you even know English?"
Og som jeg siger det her til Jamie og de andre drenge, så begyndte han her at sige, du ved ikke, hvad du snakker om, hold op.
And I just said, shut up and get on your feet.
Så jeg siger, hold mund og rejse op.
And he stands straight up.
Og han rejser lige op.
Almost like he's got chains round him.
Næsten som om han havde en kæde omkring arm og ben.
Walk in that office now.
Gå ind på det kontor nu.
And he walks into the office.
Og han går ind på kontoret.
Say, right boys, now deal with him and help that
man. Nu drenge, nu tager I hånd om ham.
Exercise your authority.
Brug jeres autoritet.
And it's the same with everything. The more you use it, the better you get at it.
Jo mere I bruger det, jo bedre bliver jeg til det.
You want to learn to play the piano, you've got to practice a lot.
Hvis du ønsker at lære at spille klaver, så er du nødt til
people that play it really well have spent hours doing that.
Folk der spiller godt, de har brugt timevis.
And it's the same with the kingdom. It's exercise your spiritual muscles.
Det samme med riget. Jamen, træn dine åndelige muskler.
You may only be able to bind a cat.
Det kan godt være, du i starten kun er i stand til at binde en kat.
But then go on to a dog.
Men så starter man så går videre til hunden.
And then a horse and a
så
cow
en hest,
and an elephant. No, you know what I'm saying.
I ved hvad jeg mener.
God builds us up in this.
Gud bygger os op i det her.
The Paul says we are built up in the most holy faith.
Paulus siger vi bliver bygget op i den hellige tro.
God, as a young man, God often used to rebuke me with the word of God.
Som ung mand så satte Gud mig ofte på plads.
That when I go, oh God, you know this is hard.
Og sagde, oh Gud, det er hårdt.
There's a verse in Proverbs he always used to give me.
Der er et ord i ordsprogen, som han plejede at sige.
Wayne, if you can't run with men, how are you going to run with horses?
Siger, hvis du ikke kan løbe med mænd, hvordan skal du løbe med heste?
And if you can't run with horses, how are you going to defeat armies?
Og hvis du ikke kan løbe med heste, hvordan skal du så modstå her står i ordsprogen.
And God was saying, learn to deal with this one, then you can deal with a stronger one and a stronger until you get to a place where you can deal with everything.
Lær til hånd om det her, så kan du få lov til at slås med en der stærkere, en der stærkere, så kan du.
Even the disciples, even though God had given them the authority, couldn't drive out some demons.
Selvom Gud havde givet dem autoriteten, så var der nogen dæmoner, de ikke kunne uddrive.
Jesus said, these come out by prayer and fasting.
Og Jesus said, de kommer ud ved bøn og faste.
There's some other principles involved with these kinds.
Der er andre principper, vi skal have fat i også.
So we learn and we get bigger and we get better at it.
Så vi lærer og vi bliver større og vi lærer af det.
That is why we are determined that our kids.
Og derfor vi er overbevist om vores børn.
Know all this.
De ved det her.
Are practicing all this.
De praktiserer alt det her.
So by the time they get to our age.
Så når de kommer til vores alder.
They'll be much further down the road.
Så bliver meget meget længere end vi er.
So that this is passed on to the next generation, so revival can continue from generation to generation.
Så vi giver det her videre til næste generation, så vækkelsen kan fortsætte fra generation til generation.
So we look at that after the break.
Og det kommer vi til at kigge på efter pausen.